Girivardari. Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Ranjana. Yamuna Chidavana Chari. Yamuna Chidavana Chari. Yamuna Chidavana Chari. Yamuna Chidavana Chari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Om Vishnupad, Ashtotara Shata Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Patita Pavana, Savior of the Fallen Souls, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jaya Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Bharivajakacharya, Ashtotara Shata Shri Srimad, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nantikoti Vaishnava Rinda Ki Jai, Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavandam Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru in Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 22, Verse Number 17. Yam Harmya. Prishte Kavanad Angrishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vilavakshim Vishvarvashur Nayapatat Svad Vimanad Vilokya Samoha Vimuda Chetaha. Yamharmya Prishte Kvanadangrishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vilavakshim Vilavakshim Vishvavashur Nayapatat Svan Vimanad Vilokya Samoha Vimuda Chetaha Yam Harmya Prishte Kvanad Angrishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vilav Viva Lakshim Vishvavashur Nayapatat Svadvimanad Vilokya Shamoha Vimuda Chetaha Yamharmya Prishte Kvanad Angrishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vilavakshim Vishvavashur Nyapatat Svavimanad Vilokya Samoha Vimuda Chetaha Vilokya Samoha Vimuda Chetaha Yamharma Prishte Kvadaram Vishobam Vigridatim Ganuduka Vivalakshim Vivavashur Nayapatat Svavimanad Vilokya Samoha Vimuda Chetaha Yamarma Prishte Kvavanad Angrishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vivalikshim Vaishnavis, Yam Harmya Prishte Vadanangrishobam Vivashurya Lakshim Prishte Vadam Vishobam Vikridatim Konduka Vivalakshishim Vishvasa Lokya Samoha Vimuda Chitaha Yam Hum Harmya Prishte. On the roof of the palace. Kvanat Angrishobam. Whose beauty was heightened by the tinkling ornaments on her feet. Fikri Datim. Playing. Konduka Vivala Akshim. With eyes bewildered following her ball. Vishvavashu. Naya Patat. Fell down. Svat. From his own. Fimanat. From the airplane. Vilokya. Seeing. Samoha Vimuda Chetaha. Whose mind was stupefied. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I have heard that Vishvavishu, the great Gandharva, his mind stupefied with infatuation, fell from his airplane after seeing your daughter playing with a ball on the roof of the palace. For she was indeed beautiful with her tinkling ankle bells and her eyes moving to and fro. Purport. It is understood that not only at the present moment, but in those days also there were skyscrapers. Herein we find the word Harmya Prishte. Harmya means a very big palatial building. Svad Vimanat means helicopters were also current in those days. The Gandharva, Vishvavishu, while flying in the sky, could see Devahuti playing ball on the roof of the palace. Ball playing was also current, but aristocratic girls would not play in a public place. Ball playing and other such pleasures were not meant for ordinary women and girls. Only princesses like Devahuti can indulge in such sports. It is described here that she was seen from the flying airplane. This indicates that the palace was very high. Otherwise, how could one see her from an airplane? The vision was so distinct that the Gandharva Vishvavishu was bewildered by her beauty, and by hearing the sound of her ankle bangles and being captivated by the sound and beauty, he fell down. Kardama Muni mentioned the incident as he had heard it. Om Agyan Tiramashah Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militamina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Madhobishtam Svatpitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karanmayam Madhadikam Vinavdam Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Vistahi Buddhade Shimbati Sankarshan Dasari Kariti Namane Namo Prabhupada Nukaprema Vatiki Patmane Gordesha Vakarsha Uttama Bhakti Varshane Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Vistahi Buddhade Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pachadine Nivishesha Shunivari Pashchat Yade Satadine. This is a really good word, stupefied. I looked up the dictionary definition. Actually, it means to make someone unable to think properly. So, this infatuation with the opposite sex is not a new thing. It's something that has been going on since time immemorial. And it stupefies one. Even Gandharva, like Vishvavishu, became so bewildered that he fell from his airplane simply by hearing the tinkling ankle bells from a princess. So this infatuation is still going on. We hear it in modern music. It's all over the radio, like, I saw her standing there, love her madly, I need her badly. But this is actually these are quite cute compared to the modern graphic music. But yes, this is a very bewildering situation. The mind hearing about the tinkling ankle bells of a woman. makes us become bewildered and forget everything. So our position now is we're looking for love in all the wrong places, or what we would call maya sukaya, illusory happiness. This world is full of illusory happiness. We're always going for matter, which won't actually give us real satisfaction. It just appears to be pleasurable in the beginning, but in the end, we just get cheated and we fall down from our position. So, the material world is sukha-dukha. There's happiness and distress. Bhagavad Gita says, matra-sparsha-stukonteya shishtoshna-sukha-dukha-da agama-payano-nityas-tamas-titikshava-bharata. Krishna tells Arjuna that, O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their appearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So we have to learn to see these material pleasures as temporary, learn to overcome them, tolerate them, and forget about them. You know, if we think about Krishna, then naturally whatever we're thinking about will just disappear if it's something material. The more we remember Krishna, the more we train our mind to not be disturbed and to tolerate these urges of the senses. So we have to learn not to be stupefied, trying to find happiness from the senses, engaging with the sense objects, which is quite stupid to do such a thing. Because these senses lead only to old age, disease, and death. That's the only route that these senses can bring us to, if they're not engaged in the service of Krishna. So we have to learn to engage them in the service of Krishna and become his pure devotee. Why not be intelligent and come to this spiritual platform? Why be a fool and simply run around this material world trying to connect my senses with the sense objects? That's what a fool would do. A real intelligent person will realize that I've only experienced suffering from these things. I've only been cheated in the end. So I should take my senses and engage them in the service of the master of the senses. Rishikeshanam. So engage the sense. Rishikesha. Engage the senses in the master of the senses, and naturally we will become purified. If we don't do this, simply our master will become death, and we'll have to take another material body full of suffering, birth, old age, disease, and death. So why not become intelligent, engage in the service of Krishna, become his devotee, worship him, and become peaceful. And in that way, death will be a piece of cake. It'll be just like walking through a blissful door and awakening into our pastimes with Radha and Krishna, or wherever our Swarup is. So, how can we come to this platform? How can we learn to engage my senses in the service of the master of the senses? Well, that's very simple. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tadvidi Pranipatena, Padipreshana Vasevaya, Upadekshanti Teganam, Ganyanas Tadvidarshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. The self realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So it's very simple. We approach a bona fide spiritual master, we ask him, we inquire from him. We ask him how we can be engaged in the service. And simply by following the instruction, by performing the service he's allotted to us, it becomes very easy to overcome this stupefaction of the opposite sex. And we'll become pleased. Krishna will be pleased. The spiritual master will be pleased. Krishna actually wants us to come through through his devotee. He says that My devotee is actually not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee, now that is my devotee. So if we learn to serve Krishna's devotee, he's actually more pleased. So simply by doing this, by taking the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master as our life and soul, by making every thought, word, deed, and action in all times, places, and circumstances, meditating how I can please my spiritual master, how I can carry out his order, and that way I can overcome death, I can overcome the infatuation with matter, specifically sex desire, and I can become in a blissful state. So by doing this, actually, by fully embracing this, giving up all attachment to matter, then I can become in a state of situation, a state of bliss, and be situated as good as in Goloka, under the Guru's guidance, by fully awakening Krishna within my heart. And the difficulty is that we engage our senses in sense gratification instead of service of Krishna. So we can simply make the switch from serving my senses, make the switch to serving the master of the senses, serving the bona fide spiritual master. And that way I can simply overcome all of this suffering. So it's actually our duty as members of the Hare Krishna movement to make this switch, to become engaged fully in the service of Guru and Krishna and spread his teachings all over the world. This is the duty of all of the members of the Hare Krishna society. So we have to fully embrace this preaching movement, because that's the order coming from Srila Prabhupada, from Lord Chaitanya, from all the Sampradaya Acharyas. It's our duty to become pure devotees and to deliver the world. So how to do that? We have to fully embrace the mission of sadhana bhakti, chanting without offense. Because it said, one who chants without offense can, by under his influence, can influence the whole world to take up the practice of Krishna consciousness. So my spiritual master always says something very encouraging. Every time you pick up your bead bag, just remember that there's actually a potential spiritual revolution sitting right there in your bead bag. If you simply chant the name without any offense, by your influence, by your pure chanting, the whole world will take it up. So we can try to remember that. I guess that's maybe the more difficult part, remembering that before I pick up my bead bag instead of thinking, oh man. You know, so if we can remember that, then it'll be totally blissful, totally ecstatic, instead of like, ah, oh, there's my Java bag, you know, I gotta pick it up. No, no, this is my Java bag. Inside of that bag is a potential spiritual revolution, and it's my duty to spark that. Obviously, it's already been sparked by Sri Chaitanya, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all the Prabhupada's disciples. But it's my duty to carry it forward, to fan the spark, to feed the spark. So if we don't fan a spark, you know, it can go out. So we have to fan the spark. And more than that, we should just, once we get a spark, once we get a flame, we should just dump copious amounts of gasoline onto that fire by chanting as much as we can, by going out on Harinam as much as possible, by distributing as many books, by endeavoring to actually embrace the process of bhakti yoga, not just cheat myself by, you know, halfway embracing it, by a little bit of Maya, a little bit of sense gratification, a little bit of Krishna consciousness, a little bit of japa, a little bit of Bhagavatam. No, I should fully embrace this practice that Srila Prabhupada has very mercifully given to me. And I should walk this path of devotional service very purely. Give up all my nonsense, my lust, greed, madness, illusion, envy, and fully embrace this Krishna consciousness movement. It's actually a really amazing thought. I had this thought some time ago of like, imagine what it would be like just to fully understand that I am puffed up. And that actually, it's such like a blissful, liberating idea just to think that, oh, you know, actually maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm the reason why I'm suffering. You know, maybe it's because I'm prideful and I'm full of lust and I'm unable to embrace this practice of Krishna consciousness. So if I can realize that, then that's like, you know, the doorway to ecstasy. So, yeah, realizing that, begging for the mercy, is a really amazing practice, praying. And if we can't remember to pray, then we can think of a devotee and we can ask them what to do. And they'll most likely tell us to pray. I had one experience where Jagatrata remembers. I don't know. Anyway, we were out on Sankirtan at UC San Diego. We were really, really, really suffering. Suffering like anything. Like, it was miserable. Like, I literally just, like, there was, like, we had our book table and behind it was, like, a bench. Literally, I just laid down on the bench for, like, an hour. I'm not joking. Like, I was suffering so much. Like, I can't do this. This is so miserable. And then Jagatrata Prabhu had this idea. Why don't we call Bhrigupati Prabhu? And we called Bhrigupati Prabhu. And, you know, we told him our situation. And he said, well, are you praying to the six Goswamis? And we said, you know what? I haven't prayed to the six Goswamis in like months, you know? So immediately we started praying to the six Goswamis. One day, okay, Bhrigupati. One day to Basanatana Raga Yoga Sri Diva Gopalaka. One day to Basanatana. And we're trying to really get into it. We were doing it for a few minutes. And actually, this happened twice. This example I'm speaking about was not at UCSD. This was at University of California, Merced. And immediately we were praying just for like 5 minutes. And out of nowhere, this one lady comes from like on the backside of the table. And she goes, what do you got going on here? And I was like, these are books on meditation. Why don't you take the whole set? And she immediately took the Chaitanya Charitamrita, immediately gave $108, and put it in her car and left. Like, it was like the quickest thing, just like a 180, you know. So, praying works. Six Goswamis, yes. My spiritual brother, my godbrother, one time he told me, if we have any special attraction towards any figure from, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, from stories we've heard from Srila Prabhupada, from Chaitanya Leela, that's actually Krishna's special mercy bestowed upon us to have some special attraction towards them. So if we simply just offer them a prayer, immediately, once we offer that prayer, immediately our mind becomes uplifted off of the material platform and becomes immediately situated on the platform of Brahman. So simply by offering a prayer to someone we have some special attraction for, we can experience something like this. And the six Goswamis definitely works. I mean, they want us to push forward this movement. They want us to be liberated from material anxiety. They want us to be pure devotees. So if we pray to them, I mean, you know, why wouldn't they give it to us if we actually want it? We actually have to want it too. We actually have to realize my position. I actually have to realize, yeah, I am the problem. I am puffed up. I need the mercy. And then that qualifies me to receive it. If I think otherwise, that I don't need it, or I may offer some mechanical thing. I mean, there may be something, but if we're offering mechanically, then the reciprocation we get won't be as direct. So, yeah, this is very important things to pray for the mercy, beg for the mercy. We have to become beggars. It's actually really amazing in the one bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Toya Kodamore Toma bina ke doyalu jagata samsare. Patita pa. The second one is really amazing. Patita pavana hetu tava avatada mosama patita babu napa beada. The first time I heard that, I didn't even know what it meant, but it was so like ecstatic. And then I read the translation, and that second verse is really amazing. Nartam Das Thakur is saying that Sri Chaitanya, your incarnation was only to deliver the fallen conditioned souls. And I guarantee you, there is not a soul more fallen than me. But this is where it gets really amazing. He doesn't then say, you know, I'm the most fallen, so please give me your mercy. No, he doesn't say that. He says, Lord Chaitanya, you appear to deliver the most fallen. So I'm the most fallen. Therefore, my claim is first. I'm in front of the line. I'm number one in the line because I'm the most idiot, foolish, rascal suffering in this material world. So I'm in front of the line. You have to give me your mercy because I'm the most fallen. That's what you came here to do. You came here to deliver the most fallen. You have to give it to me. Like he puts him in this position. I was thinking, wow, that's really amazing. Nartam Das Thakur, you know, he has some, you know, some boldness to claim such a thing. And then I realized, wait, I just saying that. So actually, he's not just like alone and outside of this, you know, thinking that. He's also helping me develop that mood of I'm the most fallen and I need Lord Chaitanya's mercy the most. So let us embrace this Krishna consciousness movement. Let us try endeavor to become humble, to not be stupefied with the infatuation of the opposite sex, and embrace this process of Krishna consciousness fully, and make the switch today. Don't delay. Hare Krishna. If there's anything that I've said incorrectly or anybody'd like to fill in any gaps, please do so now while we have a few minutes left. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jagatrata Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Who are the six Goswamis?
Who are the six Goswamis?
Who are they? Yeah. Please explain who the six Goswamis are.
I think Bhrigupati Prabhu could give a much better answer on who the six Goswamis are. He's out on Sankirtan. Wow. Well, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan were direct followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they are fully pure devotees. They are... I can't quite remember if all of them, but at least a few of them are gopis, manjaris, yeah. So they're fully pure devotees, manifest in the form to teach us how to engage in Krishna consciousness. Any other? Pram Sankirtan Prabhu. I can repeat.
Hare Krishna. In this song, you just mentioned, okay, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, okay. Is it actually selfish that you put yourself, you know, saying it first instead of others? It's not logical a little bit.
We're doing that anyway with our sense gratification. Isn't that more selfish? The question was, isn't it selfish to pray for me to be in front of the line of Lord Chaitanya's mercy? On the song from Nartam Das Thakur. But wouldn't it be more selfish to... We're already doing that. We're already putting ourselves number one. I'm in the center of this existence. I'm number one. I deserve... The whole world should revolve around me. I should have all the sense enjoyment. So we already have that propensity. So we're engaging that propensity in service of Krishna. Sarvabhauma Prabhu. We have millions tuned in online.
Hare Krishna. It says, how does one become humble? And at least in one instance, Prabhupada says, by being bold for Krishna.
Jai. Thank you, sir. Okay, I have a few minutes left. Hare Krishna. Marsh would like to make a point.
Thanks for a nice class. It's certainly inspiring, not only to me, but to others who are sitting here. The one point I just wanted to add, when you kept saying we should pray for it, but you know, I think you mentioned, though, what should we pray? We should pray for humility. We should pray for falling at the feet, lotus feet of the pure devotee, glorifying the spiritual words of the pure devotee in the scriptures. By doing this, we put ourselves in a smaller position automatically, and as a result, we receive many blessings for that. The blessings being that we actually become a greater, higher, better, bigger, and more knowledgeable in pure devotional love and service.
Jai, thank you so much. We have 1 minute left. Any other last burning points? Thank you for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. On that volume right now.